Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, Florida Humanities keeps the Florida stories of culture and arts and authors, the environment, and the way Florida used to be and is alive. And with us today is Executive Director Nasheed Madyun. He is also hosting and introing the Beyond the Pages series that we have been airing. Welcome, Nasheed.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Good to be back.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. We have enjoyed Gridiron Glory with Gary Mormino and Bill Maxwell. We enjoyed hearing about the Ybor City skating. Forum Magazine has just come out. Let's first start with that and tell us a little bit about what is in the new issue.
Well, primarily, Gary Mormino, again, he's been a prolific writer for us and contributor for us, and he is examining the 1930s. And the 1930s in Florida paints a picture that is unlike any part of the country. We know Florida now. We understand Florida 10, 20 years ago with all the development. But 1930s presented a picture of Florida that was very rural in some regard. The population of Florida during that time was nowhere near the 20 million we have now. And it is a remarkable look at the people, the places, the emotions, and look forward to you checking it out.
Well, you had a fabulous event, the Hall of Fame. It's been all over social media, and folks, I encourage you to follow Florida Humanities, which since 1973 has invested more than $20 million to fund programs that preserve and share Florida's history. Tell us about the first ever Hall of Fame.
Well, so if we talk to our neighbor, a Floridian of 10 years, 5 years, or 7 generations, you know, that argument, and you ask your neighbor, do you know 10 significant Floridians? That's one. That's a challenge. 10 significant contributors to the strengths of society in any regard. That's a challenge sometimes. Well, secondly, arts and humanities. Arts are not the humanities. There's a relationship between the arts and the humanities and even STEM technology. But what are the humanities? A series of disciplines and tools to help us tell stories about who we are and where we are, where we come from, our identity. And so we have two challenges there that we try to focus on there. What are the humanities and who are some of these icons in Florida that contributed to those remarkable feats and challenges and triumphs that made Florida and makes Florida unique. And so here we have an opportunity to celebrate Gary Mormino, the iconic writer and historian that we all love, but also reflect on the past century of icons, James Weldon Johnson and David Coburn and Mary McLeod Bethune. And we had guests who were amazed at the contributions of some of these individuals. And who are they? Well, we looked at politics, we looked at poetry, we looked at civic engagement, and of course, history, so that you could understand that humanities is more than just history. It is anthropology, Zora Neale Hurston. It is understanding ceremony and symbols and food and cuisine and music and crafts and all of those things that ensure that you know you're in Florida and what it is to be a Floridian. It was remarkable. And as you mentioned in the opening, Florida Humanities has been around since 1973. And in that regard, over those 50 years, we've had just 5 directors. Well, four of those directors were in attendance at the event. We had former chairmen of the board, former board members. The event was crafted by Joe Harbaugh Circle of Friends. These are a group of alumni board members that helped to craft the ambiance and the cadence. And it was sort of a roast and toast. So the speakers of the day, speaking to Gary Mormino, were friends, but also they were contemporaries, professors that he worked with, and they understood and had stories that had us laughing. There were tears. And one of those opportunities where we're not coming together in a sad situation. We came together to celebrate the joys of humanities and Gary Mormino. Remarkable event. Very successful.
We love Gary Mormino, and he has been on St. Pete History with Rui Farias and Florida Humanities. He is a treasure. I want to talk about this issue of Forum Magazine. I found the cover to be incredibly poetic, given that SNAP benefits will be shut down in November.
Yes.
So this is surviving the 30s, folks. Hardship and hope during a tumultuous decade. This is really phenomenal. Tell us a little bit about your executive editor.
So Pam Daniels has had the remarkable opportunity to lead Sarasota Magazine, and she's a great writer. This was her final issue for us. She's retired.
No.
And we're actually in search for our next writer, editor. We just announced this week. These past 4 years have been rich with awards. Charlie Awards, Florida Magazine Association, takes an examination of your artwork, as you mentioned, your editorials, deep investigations, all those elements that seem to be fleeting in our journalistic world, they are honored by Florida Magazine Association. Well, with that, in that, Pam helped us to have a cadence annually of at least 20 awards. Charlie
Awards. I love
Awards
that. You just said the word cadence.
Cadence.
I want to stop on that word for
yes.
1 minute. Because what you do and what she does is you give a cadence
yes.
to our lives in Florida.
Ah, yes. Like that, yeah.
Yeah. And not just awards, but the kinds of people that write for you. I mean, a live chat with Dave Barry and Carl Hyacin.
Yeah, it's a remarkable find. Robert Plunkett has been a consistent writer for us, writing for The New Yorker. And we have on our board and a consistent writer, Jack E. Davis, Pulitzer Prize winning writer. Forum Magazine has always provided an opportunity for the best of the best, best brand partnerships, and exposure to those stories that otherwise would go unheard or read. Craig Pittman has been a consistent contributor. I see you smiling.
We do. He's on every Saturday with Radio SAP. We rebroadcast Welcome to Florida, WTF.
And this is a family. You mentioned Carl Hines, and last year Craig Pittman was able to open up at an ecology summit in Sarasota for him. So we're all a family of storytellers, and we're seeking to find the objective truth in a way that people can understand, whether you are a grandmother or you are a 12-year-old. These stories are for everyone, and we provide the platform. And it's not just for a magazine. We provide a roster. We call it Florida Talks, but a roster of screened speakers in any regard, not just academics, but journalists and craftsmen that have presentations that are worthwhile to PTAs, historic centers, museums around the state, all 67 counties, and we are able to go into rural communities and expose stories about Greek sponge diving, about the fleeting citrus community and in Florida, or we can illuminate Florida highwaymen or talk about politics. Any topic that deals with Florida identity, you could probably go visit our speakers bureau and find a speaker, and we pay for that speaker to come to your audience.
It's wonderful. And we hope that we can actually have some of those speakers, if we might, here in
yes.
studio with us, with you, to interview them.
I think it would be an excellent idea. You will definitely enjoy it. The audience will enjoy the exposure. And these events around the state with the speakers are free and open to the public. So if you go to our calendar of events, whether you're in Venice, whether you are in Sarasota, Tallahassee, or West Palm, there's likely an event sponsored by Florida Humanities that's free and open to the public.
So, folks, by the time you hear this, and we've been talking with Nasheed Madian, who is the executive director of Florida Humanities, excuse me, and also has a radio background himself, and so we're delighted to have him in. This will have already passed. You're involved in the off-the-page literary celebration in Sarasota with the very one and only, I believe it's Jackie, is it?
Yes. Yeah, Jackie Davis.
Yes.
Well, that's a series. So we sponsor book festivals, and not necessarily in a traditional sense. A book festival traditionally has an author and there's an audience. We're talking about my book or however. But there may be a writing workshop. There's an opportunity for you to hone in on your craft. So that off-the-page series runs through November. So if you go to the calendar of events, you will see that there's a workshop possibly on rhythm and rhyme and poetry and some non-traditional aspects of literature and bringing the word to the page. Lots of fun.
Janet Ivanovich in yes. conversation with her
See?
Daughter.
Yeah.
Like, I have read every book. Her adult novelist, Alex Ivanovich, yeah. and best historical fiction novelist, Fiona Davis, Chris Bajalian, you know, The Mango Tree, a memoir of Fruit, Florida, and Felony.
That Mango Tree book, I've shared it so many times over the past year. When we talk about caste and class and ethnicity in the state, it's often just black and white. We rarely look at Asian influence, Philippine influence, Vietnamese influence. Sometimes we look at Caribbean diaspora. But this book allowed you to see things through a lens of a blended family household of modest means, with similar challenges, well-written, and it's a memoir. So you can compare it to the news clippings of the day as well as the perspective of a coming-of-age story. It is remarkable, and I've shared it with several people. So that's the fun thing about Florida Humanities is that we have gifted writers, and we bring those writers to you.
Now, this one, folks, again, you will have missed, but I got to have him come in and talk with you in studio. Florida Noir, Murder, Mystery, and Mayhem, and the Crime Fiction of the Sunshine State was November 1st at 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And it's an interesting story. Maurice Saki O'Sullivan spent 5 decades as the Kenneth Curry Professor of Literature at Rollins. The kind of things, the diversity of topics and things we didn't know about. So, again, I can't wait to have this. Dahlia Kalon is a contributor.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk a little bit. She's doing Telling Florida Food Stories, November 3rd, 6 to 7 o'clock. And is that going to be?
Well, there's a lot more to Dahlia's participation with Florida Humanities. Let's announce and let you know that we have a relationship with the Smithsonian. And for years, Florida Humanities has been able to bridge the gap between exhibitions at the Smithsonian and rural Main Street Florida communities and bring in those exhibitions and providing support for programming. Well, the next iteration of the Smithsonian exhibitions that we provide will deal with food. So imagine 8 destinations around the state that are able to showcase a Smithsonian exhibition, but tell the story of food and the contributions of workers and bakers and the kitchen table from their perspective. So Dahlia is a wonderful writer, wonderful journalist, and she galvanizes an audience, and she's been curating and working with these locations. So in a couple of weeks, check out our website, an announcement of these locations. And next year, not just food, we're looking at the Americans, the Native American story, many voices, the blended nature of our identity. So there's 18 iterations of the Smithsonian exhibitions throughout 2026 as we celebrate America 250.
America 250.
Yes, ma'am.
It's so exciting. And so, listen, we'll have to have you back in just to focus on this.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, folks, when I first moved here, I thought Florida Humanities was just here. It's all over the state. It's Sarasota. Mm-hmm. It's Leesburg. It's Venice. Yeah. I mean, how do you manage something like this? I mean, it's just huge.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm smiling. You heard the phrase, how do you eat an elephant? You take a one bite at a time. Well, I'll tell you, one huge bite that is going on right now, we're in hurricane season. And a few years ago, we had Hurricane Ian, which was catastrophic and discussed, it allowed us to discuss all the myths of Native American burial grounds and protections of Tampa and St. Pete and all those stories. Well, we were fortunate to receive support, funding support, and craft a relationship with WGCU and produce a documentary.
Right.
Well, that documentary launched this summer, in this June, and has already had 112,000 views.
We interviewed them.
Yeah, we have screenings all around. It's up for an Emmy. So in December, yes. In December, we'll learn whether this documentary is going to receive a Suncoast Emmy.
Folks, we will put the link to that interview and the documentary back on. I want to talk about something coming up near and dear to us in Pinellas County on the 24th of November, the Golden Harvest, the music and traditions of the Greek spongers of Tarpon Springs. Tell us about that.
Well, so little do we know that sponge diving is a tradition in Greek cultures right here in Tarpon Springs. As a matter of fact, a couple of years ago, we were able to do a deep dive into Tarpon Springs, a weekend with continuing education and adults and children and teachers to learn about the cuisine, dancing, and the culture that's maintained and preserved and presented every year in Tarpon Springs. Well, here's an opportunity for you to get a taste of that. And I would say when you visit, take time out to enjoy the entire weekend. There are shops, bakeries, and
Opa.
Yeah, you will enjoy. I'm trying to get my mom down. My mom is a baker, and I'm bragging on the baklava and all the treats and how large my stomach became after eating all the good food.
And then Greek wedding cookies.
Yes, and it's authentic cuisine right here in Tarpon Springs, and the dancing. And so you're able to learn traditional dances as well.
And that's January 24th, 2026, and that's right before the annual dive.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll be playing the lute, and I will be playing the goatskin bagpipes.
I'm ready.
You know, I just want to congratulate you, and I also want to ask, there's so many events, and folks, we're going to have all of the events up online. We're going to do the links. We're hoping to have you back in to talk to some of the Florida authors. Tell us how funding is going, because, of course, the arts is suffering. So I'm hoping that Florida Humanities is doing okay.
Yes, we are. We're unique. Florida is unique in that people love the arts and humanities. Whatever you hear in the news, there are individuals with their discretionary income in their pocketbook decide where they're going to place their heart. And they place their heart with their coins. This summer, when funding was challenged, we had philanthropist Hugh Coverhouse from Sarasota region provide a matching opportunity, along with the Mellon Foundation, $300,000 to be matched this summer. We matched and succeeded, and we were able to position ourselves to continue the book festivals, to continue the relationship with the Smithsonian. And so we were able to emerge with a business model that reflects resilience. Yes, state funding and federal funding is always on our radar. It's always in our wheelhouse. It allows us to reach all 67 counties and reach so many people, but economies of scale. When funding is limited, we focus on those things we know that work. Florida Talks, our Speakers Bureau, Smithsonian, our book festivals, Forum Magazine, we mentioned earlier, that's going to stay.
Tell us how people can stay in touch. First of all, I love the newsletter. I'm a Smithsonian member, so, you know, I'm Florida Humanities is next on my list for this holiday to be a member. Tell us how people can help support you and the website and the fact that you can sign up for these great newsletters.
Yes. Well, FloridaHumanities.org. I will tell you that the easiest thing for you to do is to become a sustaining contributor. So $5 a month gets you $60 a year. If you would like, $87 a month gets you $1,000 a year. But you're a contributor to all the great programming, free opportunities to go see Dahlia Kahlon. Well, you know how wonderful she is, but you want someone else to experience Craig Pittman. And, you know, allowing these speakers to be paid through these funds, but go into communities that would not otherwise have these speakers. So support us, FloridaHumanities.org. Attend an event. Share the event. pick up the magazine, put the magazine on your friend's coffee table.
I can think of no better holiday gift than the gift of arts and culture. And I want to thank you for the cadence that you have brought to this organization and the eloquence you've brought to our studio today, Najeeb.
Oh, thank you. Well, best of partnerships, best of brand partnerships. You're great people. Thank you.
We love you guys, too. So, folks, I am your host, Annette Weiser. I'm going to put the link to all of the Florida Humanities podcasts that are on their page, and we're going to do a few more. You know that I want you to be a radio interviewer.
Oh, hey, anytime.
All right, so we'll bring in some of the Florida Talks people with you, and maybe Dahlia the next time.
And then also America 250. So let's curate something.
Let's curate something. Yes. Thank you so much for being here. For people that love arts and culture in Florida, and I know you have been in charge of museums all over. What is it about Florida that has really struck a chord with you?
The way people embrace surprises. Surprises are in the details. We have a community that appreciate creativity. There's a creative economy here that is unmatched and unparalleled. And it's no way you can visit St. Petersburg and the Tampa Bay area or Florida for that much and decide, I need to leave.
Well, folks, you've heard it here. We're going to curate a series of America 250
interviews
with Florida Humanities hosted by our friend here.
Yes.
And we thank you today for tuning in. Please follow Florida Humanities on social media. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me.